Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are in Romans chapter 1, beginning our journey through Paul's masterwork, the Epistle to the Roman Church. We are in verse 5, technically. We covered much of the first four verses over the last 2 days. Paul begins this, what we would know as his second sentence, but he's talking about Jesus, naturally born through David's seed, supernaturally born as the Son of God. This is the human and the divine. The idea of the human and the divine were very important in the New Testament. I think consequently should be very important to us in our understanding of who Christ is. Through him, verse 5, we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom you are also the called of Christ. This is verses 5 and 6. But the through him we have received, there you really cannot emphasize enough the have received idea of Christianity, the finished idea of the work of Christ. Not just the what will be done, but the what is done. I think we're so involved in what we perceive is to be done in Christianity that we don't emphasize nearly enough what has been done. For instance, in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8, to me, this is Paul, same guy, to me, who am less than the least of the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles, the unsearchable riches of Christ. Paul considers it a done deal. He's not walking into the reception of God's grace. It's been given. If you look at Paul's opening introduction to the church at Ephesus in his first chapter of Ephesians, what we call Ephesians, all of the stuff that's done, he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, predestined us to adoption as sons, made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through the blood. I'm in Ephesians 1, just walking down through the scriptures. You can do the same thing. Having made known to us the mystery of his will, in him we have obtained an inheritance. In him you trusted after you heard the word of truth. All of these things are present possessions. They're things that we have. He hath made us to set together with him in heavenly places. That's chapter 2 of Ephesians. This is the done deal. So in Romans 1, it's within the very spirit and character of Paul to say, through him we have received grace and apostleship. He's talking about himself, but this is a done deal. We've received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ, to all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, verse 7. The to be is worth you underlining and doing your own research, but if you'll notice, to be saints in verse 7, to be is italicized. Paul does not say, to you who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. Paul says, to all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called saints. You are not called to be saints. You are called saints. And I don't just mean we call you saints. I mean you're called as saints. Stop calling yourself sinners when the Bible calls you saints. And stop listening to a portion of the organized church world that tells you you'll be a saint when you get to heaven. No, you're a saint of God now. You are called now. We'll deal with Paul's favorite intro tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.